Silly boy. Look at you showing off.
Debbie Rudd leans against the hood of her Jeep and takes aim at a band of wild horses with her camera and a giant telephoto lens.
Yeah, they're sure watching you. Isn't that black baby pretty?
Rudd lives in Meeker and visits the Piance East Douglas Mustangs as often as she can.
I'm a horse lover. I grew up with horses. I'm at a part in my life right now where I don't have any of my own. This is a way I can come out and get a horse fix. And Mustangs are really part of the heritage of the American West, too.
She's part of a new group that's working with the Bureau of Land Management to help with range improvements on the Piance East Douglas Herd Management Area, or HMA, between Meeker and Rangeley. At over 190,000 acres, it's the largest of four designated wild horse rangelands in Colorado. The BLM's White River Field Office is in charge of maintaining the Mustangs that roam this land and tries to keep the herd size between 135 and 235 animals. That can make horses difficult to find out here unless you know where to look. Rudd is up on a plateau called 84 Mesa in the heart of the HMA.
We are in a vast, remote area of Colorado, and as we stand here, we are overlooking a big basin that's a lot of sagebrush with pinyon and juniper tree hills all ringed around us. We can see the flat tops, white-capped mountains in the distance. We also can see some of the oil and gas industry that shares the space with the Mustangs. Oh, I think we're looking at either two bands or three bands of horses right now grazing out in the sagebrush. Some mares, stallions, and a couple foals.
Part of what the Piance Mustangs group wants to do is identify the horses and their bands and keep an eye on births, deaths, and herd dynamics. Rudd said she's fairly new at this.
Some horses really look alike. There's a lot of bays that have no markings, and I don't know if I'm ever going to figure out who all of them are. There's a local gal in Meeker who has been documenting the horses for like 8-10 years. And she has a really wonderful idea of who many of them are. So I go to her with pictures and so, oh, that's Hercules. But it's just going to take a lot of time and notes and gas.
While Debbie Rudd observes the herd and works on her identification skills, the rest of the group is fixing fence. It's all part of Piance Mustang's first official work day on the HMA. The group got its nonprofit status in March, but it's not the first volunteer group of its kind in Colorado. All of the other HMAs, Sandwash in northwestern Colorado, Little Book Cliffs near Grand Junction, and Spring Creek in the southwestern part of the state, have groups that help the BLM with range improvements, Mustang identification, and administering fertility control. They're also on hand for roundups. Most of the BLM's National Wild Horse and Burro Program budget goes to warehousing animals that have been taken off the range but have not been adopted. In 2016, 65% of a $66 million budget went to short and long-term holding. 3% went to roundups, 2% to monitoring the herds, and 1% was spent on range improvements. Less than 1% was spent on fertility control. In other words, the BLM spends more on rounding up the animals and placing them on taxpayer-funded pastures than it does on maintaining healthy populations in the wild. That's where these volunteer groups can really help out. About mid-afternoon, the rest of the Piance Mustangs group returns to the campsite, sorts old fencing in the back of a truck, and eats lunch.
Is there somebody named Tracy here?
Yep, that's me.
Hi.
Tracy Scott is co-founder and president of Piance Mustangs.
Fence line that was between the HMA and private land. So the cows were going back and forth. The horses are going back and forth. So we put the fence up and repaired places and put some stays in. We picked up a lot of old rusty wire.
Scott says even though the group is brand new, it's already received a private grant to start work.
One of our first projects is to develop some wells, get the wells that are there, but they're not functioning, to get them functioning, to spread the horses out, to spread the cattle out, to spread the wildlife out on the range. Because the water holes are the big place where everybody congregates, and that's where we're seeing lots of range damage.
The group is not directly affiliated with the BLM, Scott says that even though the group is paying for some of the goods used for projects that benefit the agency, she doesn't think their work supplants the BLM's range monitoring program.
We can say, okay, we're going to help the BLM with this much on this project. We're not completely funding everything. We're not completely providing labor for everything.
Melissa Kindle is a range technician for the White River Field Office and is in charge of managing the Piance East Douglas herd. She says the new volunteer group is helping with range improvements, not rangeland monitoring.
The monitoring piece, basically it's a contract, and we have a local guy in Meeker that's been hired to do it. He comes out and gets data before the cows come on, so we can decipher between what's horse use and what's cow use.
She adds that the White River Field Office budget for next year will cover some supplies used for range improvements, like solar panels for water wells. Tracy Scott believes that volunteer groups on all of Colorado's herd management areas have lent credence to the program. But that doesn't mean she's a fan of BLM's current management practices. Ideally, she says, sustainable on-the-range management is key.
The first thing that comes up for me is birth control, is to help slow the population growth. Not by gathering, because there is some speculation that the horses go into survival mode and they make more babies because we're pulling so many of them out. No blame anywhere. It's just, what are we doing here?
After a successful workday out on the range, it looks like this volunteer group and the BLM's White River Field Office are closer to finding an answer to that question. For KDNK, I'm Amy Haddon Marsh.